Okay, hello everybody. Good to see there are a bunch of people on the call. My name is Rob Hellman, and I host these career management calls every Wednesday. Check back with my website to just confirm there's a call and to see what the future topics are. And my website is hellmanconsulting.com. That's H-E-L-L-M-A-N-N consulting.com. And if you go to the seminars page, you will see the schedule for the upcoming calls. Okay, let's get started. Today we'll be covering keys to powerful presentations. And we'll break it up into two parts. The first part will be the audience, knowing your audience. And the second part will be the actual content of the presentation itself. So in terms of knowing your audience, say you have a presentation to a C-suite executive. And at the meeting, you'll have your immediate boss, the executive, and maybe a couple of other people. And you have an hour. So you figure, okay, I have an hour. I'm going to put together a presentation of maybe 30, 35 slides, create a full color presentation with lots of great graphics and visuals. And I'm going to take the executive through all the great things my department has accomplished over the past few months and end with a summary and recommendations on next steps. Sounds like a good approach, right? Wrong. First off, if you have an hour with a top executive, figure that you'll have about 20 minutes to actually present something. That's because the executive often is going to show up late because they were delayed from another meeting just before. They may need to leave early. They're going to have lots of questions. They may want to take the conversation in a different direction than the one you anticipated. So if you think you can get through 30 slides in about an hour, you'll be lucky if you get through 10. Similarly, take a flexible approach to the presentation. Don't be so wedded to the order of the slides that you put together. A lot of presentations go wrong because the presenters can't adapt to the questions or the needs of the executive they're presenting to. They absolutely are inflexible about jumping around and so forth. And what follows from that is have an alternate set of slides, have the detail, the tables, those 20 other slides that you felt you couldn't present because you only have 20 minutes out of the hour, have them there as backup in case you do have time or it is appropriate to get into that kind of detail based on the executive's questions. So the key here is flexibility and being able to adapt your presentation quickly to the direction that the executive wants to go. Secondly, in terms of knowing your audience, the majority of senior executives are extroverts, and the majority of those senior executive extroverts are impatient. They want to know the bottom line right up front. They don't want to wait till the end of the presentation to find out what to do. So that's something to keep in mind. When you're doing your presentation, if it's a senior person, it's a small meeting with a couple of senior people in there, you really want to have that executive summary right up front, which says, here's what I think we should do, and then go into the reasons, and then get into the detail. Really, really important. Now, there are going to be a significant number of executives that have an introverted style, and introverts tend to be into the process. They want to hear the steps you took, and then the recommendations and conclusions that came from those steps. So it's kind of the inverse. So just keep that in mind as well. So if you can get a feel for the person you're going to be presenting to, the person you need to impress, if they tend to be very extroverted, remember, they're going to probably be impatient for the results, for the bottom line, right up front. Now, if you're meeting with a bunch of people, you can get a mismatch in the audience in terms of understanding and knowledge. You might have a presentation where people already know all the background, and then some people in that room may not. So what do? You could say something at the beginning of the meeting like, "Hi, everybody. Since there's a range of understanding regarding the background for this topic, I'm going to briefly summarize where we are with this project, just to make sure everybody's aligned, and then we'll get into the heart of the discussion, which is around the issues and the recommendations. So for those of you who already know the background, please bear with me for 5 minutes. You should say something like that. Talk about your approach, so people will stay with you. The other thing you want to keep in mind when you've got a bunch of people, ideally it would be great to have a couple of sponsors, somebody who already buys into what you're going to say, who knows what you're going to say, and they can actually be really helpful when somebody in that audience says something that's, you know, irrelevant, or often you'll find somebody in the audience who just wants to impress everyone else with their knowledge, but it's really not about the subject and it's taking the presentation to a different direction that is not helpful to the point you're trying to convey or what you're trying to convince them about. So having sponsors or a sponsor in there can really help with that. So try to get buy-in to what you're going to present with the people who are going to be at the meeting before you present it to them. If somebody brings up something that you feel is derailing the conversation, be very respectful, answer the question briefly, and then say, take it back and say, you know what, here's my quick answer. And if you want to talk further about it, let's talk after the meeting. I'd be happy to discuss with you more the subject you're asking about, but I do really need to get back to this because we only have a limited amount of time, or something like that. Let me just share with you an example from my own experience. So I was giving a presentation to about 50 people. I had about an hour and a half for the entire presentation. We had about 40 minutes left. Everything was going on schedule. I had covered everything I wanted to up to that point and had plenty of time to cover the remaining topics. So all of a sudden, the senior attorney in the audience obnoxiously interrupted the presentation and the discussion and literally shouted, "We only have 40 minutes left. Could you please get on with the subject?" So I very politely I said, "I appreciate your concern about the time. Don't worry. It's all going to be fine. We have 40 minutes. It's plenty of time to get through the remainder of the topics." And then I just continued on, even though inside I was like, what a jerk. Let me tell you, he became my best friend. He was emailing me afterwards saying, "Oh, that was a wonderful presentation. Thank you. It was so great." And periodically, even now, this has happened quite a while ago, I'll get an update from him. So if somebody's like being a little bit of a bully or trying to take it in a direction, stand up to them, stand firm, but do it respectfully and politely. The other thing is make sure you're ready for objections, right? That's kind of an obvious thing, but think about the criticisms or the comments you can get about your point of view and be ready for them as much as you can. And lastly, I want to say it's really helpful to have a point of view, especially when you're dealing with senior people. Senior people want to know the bottom line. Tell me what to do. Tell them. Always bring it back to the bottom line. So that's a good segue into the content. Let me just give you a few thoughts about the content. First of all, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago in the weekly call, that when you're in an interview, you want to tell stories about your experience. You want to tell really interesting stories. Situation or problem, action, and then the result. Think of the acronym SAR, situation, action, result. You want to tell a compelling story, make it interesting, make it dramatic. I remember I had a boss, she was great at that. She had a tendency to always make it so like the world is ending, but it really drew you in. So go for that, go for the drama, the emotion, the hook, okay? The unexpected is another way to think about it, you know, to get people drawn in. Here's the situation. Then the action you took, and then the result of your actions. The bottom line, make it an interesting story. I tell clients sometimes, make it like you're talking to a child. When you're talking to a child, you can't be too complicated. You can't be too high level. You've got to make it interesting. You've got to tell a story, or you're going to lose them. Think of it the same way when you're talking to these top-level execs. So another point is you want to make it simple. You want to make a simple story. Don't get into too much detail. Now, there's a great book that I read recently. It's called Made to Stick by Chip and Dan Heath. The book is called Made to Stick by Chip and Dan Heath. It's a great book, and they talk about this acronym. It's called the SUCCESS acronym, SUCCES. So it's a simple, unexpected, credible, concrete, emotional story. I loved that acronym. I think it's all true. There are two things I want to bring out in terms of the acronym that they refer to that are really, really important. Make it concrete, meaning give specific examples. Use imagery that can make it come alive, your presentation come alive. And again, we talked about the emotional and the unexpected. Add the drama in there. Make them care. Okay. In terms of keeping it simple, there's something they call in the book the curse of knowledge, meaning you have all this knowledge about your subject, but the audience doesn't. But because you have that knowledge, it's a human tendency. It's almost unavoidable to assume they know the same things you do. It's really, really hard to get out of that frame of mind. You have to get out of that frame of mind. You got to practice it with somebody else who doesn't have the knowledge. and see if you're presenting it at the right level. So a lot of times when clients come to me and they tell me their stories, their examples for a presentation or something like that, or an interview, often there's way too much technical detail and jargon in there, and that's the curse of knowledge. So there are a few thoughts for you about the content. I'll just give you a quick example, and then we'll get into the questions. I had a client who came to me because he had a really abysmal failure in a presentation, and now he was up again making a career make or break presentation. So he told me about the failure. He basically did everything wrong. He broke every rule in the book. It was a very senior C-suite executive he was presenting to. He had this big deck. He thought he'd have the full hour. You know, he had all the, here's what we've been doing. The conclusions were all the way at the end, and she was very impatient, you know. And he was like, no, I want to present my deck. This is what I worked so hard on. He had all these beautiful charts and everything like that. She wanted to know the bottom line. So that didn't work. So he came to me. Now he had another presentation. And this is a little bit, the orientation is a little different. He wanted to sell an idea for a new approach to a new product. He had an idea that he wanted the organization to buy into. This time, you know, we worked together. He did everything right. First off, you know, I looked at his presentation. He was already starting to go down the wrong track. So we rearranged it to tell a compelling story. Customers are leaving. We need something to stem the exodus of customers. The drama, right? That was up there first. Then, after he brought the drama in, here's what's going on. He had a teaser about the conclusion up front. And then he got into the reasons. And of course, and he had his A deck and his B deck. He got lots of slides there to hand out in case they wanted to get into more detail. And in some cases, they did. He had already lined up a couple of sponsors in the audience, so they helped him to keep the presentation moving if somebody else in the audience was asking an irrelevant question. Anyway, the senior exec bought into it, and his career got a big boost from this presentation. So I just thought I'd give you that little happy ending to this story of how to give good presentations. And with that, I think we're ready to take questions. So press 5-star at any time. In fact, now would be a good time. Here we go.